Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is bang that like button like it's Sydney Sweeney in a sundress, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number one is really jaw-dropping. Zubeda went to the latest Taylor Swift concert and it was so good it made her face melt off. Actually, the truth is that when she was 9 years old, there was a kerosene fire that did this particular thing. But luckily for her, the miracle of modern medicine gave her back her face. The poor girl went from looking like a half-melted Al Pacino to looking alright. Up next, it's worse than we thought. The female teachers are now groping the female students as well. This one even groomed her victim before groping her in a school hallway. Damn people, teenagers, kids, dogs, cats, and even bears. Nobody is safe from women anymore. Let's see if society's white-knighting instinct kicks in when it's another female being harmed. They're out of control. Number 3 is a woman drinking herself into oblivion, because she's been with her partner for 10 years. They have 3 kids, but they aren't married. Sorry, no alimony for you. The question to ask her is how many fathers are there for her children? There are no benefits for men to get married anymore. The biggest benefit is for the woman to take that money. These days, a lot of relationships last longer because the couples don't get married. Moving on, we have a woke woman skydiving while saying that she's on the side of the Palestinians. Getting a college education these days is turning people into lemmings that are willing to follow others to their doom. Queers for Palestine might as well be called cows for McDonald's. Number 5, remember that if she doesn't want you during her prime, then she doesn't deserve you during her decline. Today she lost a ton of weight, no pun intended, and looks even skinnier than before the picture. But I think you all get the point. But in this particular picture, she looks like Gorlock's sister. She looks like she fell in a vat of cream cheese and ate her way out. But to be fair, with the huge number of simps out there, some men's prime is only worth some women's decline. Up next, 62% of women have the fantasy of being struggle-snuggled by a man. But of course, they only fantasize about a highly attractive criminal. They don't fantasize about it happening with just the average accountant. This data is out of date because the other 38% of women are probably in the forest with the bears. Either that or they won't admit it. That's biology in their mind, and they can't change it. Number 7, this woman caught her dad watching her Lonely Fools page. She shared her story in the New York Post. She most likely did that so more people would subscribe to her account by feeling sorry for her. When her dad found the account, he even threatened to share the pictures of his daughter with her own children. She said this was crossing the line and she's not a criminal for wanting to support her kids. But her relationship with their father is now gone for good. Moving on, white teachers win a $2.1 million discrimination lawsuit in New York City. Good, it's time that implementing DEI policies resulted in multi-million dollar price tags. These women were demoted and then replaced by people of color who they claim were unqualified for their roles. But the government won't be going broke because of this. They'll just print more money and will get taxed more through inflation after they win the lawsuit. Now that these ladies have won, they can go back to abusing the young men in their classrooms. Number 9 is Alyssa, and she's gaslighting men, saying that her divorced male friends are desperate to find another woman, while the women her age, 55 or over, realize that men are overrated and are wise and don't need one. She wants to scare guys into thinking that they'll be single and lonely forever. Her sample size of thirsty simps is way too small to really matter. This is just post-wall woman cope. Up next, this is the man that women are afraid to meet in the woods. So much so that they would prefer a bear. But seriously, she went from being a solid 7 or 8 out of 10, and now he's a 1 out of 10 twink dude. Who is bro trying to look like a modern day Bruce Lee twink or something? I can't wait to hear the story about Elliot here detransitioning in another 5 to 10 years. Number 11, Kathy Griffin's comedy tour has been cancelled due to horribly low ticket sales. Could it be that she's a comedian that isn't funny? Funny equals big crowd. Not funny equals no crowd. Any questions? Maybe she needs to steal some better jokes from men out there. She doesn't tell jokes. She is the joke. Moving on, this is what it's like being single and over 30. being single forever, a stepdad, or fat girls are your options. Unless you geomax and go to East Asia or Japan, then you can find a thin woman. But there's a reason the fertility rate is even lower in Asia. The women are smarter and better at taking you to the cleaners when they eventually do. If you actually like fat girls, though, you're invincible, and nothing can harm you. Unless, of course, one of them sits on you. Number 13, they say to find a wife who believes in this and not this. But they're just the same woman wearing a different disguise. They're playing both sides of the dirty cooch coin. Chameleons, all of them. How many times do I have to say it? The trad women are feminists too, but they just hide it a lot better. Keep going your own way, guys. Up next, meet the cougars in the classroom. That's an interesting way to spell pedos. I guess these days it might be safer for your own son to meet a bear in the woods than to meet a female teacher in the classroom. Well, at least they also use the R word in this particular article. I guess that's some progress at least. Number 15, apparently as you get older, your brain begins to stop getting pleasure from new music, causing your musical taste to stagnate. To me, that sounds like someone making an excuse as to why the music sucks these days. I love new musical genres. Too bad there haven't really been any since the year 2000. But the good new music is out there, it's just really, really hard to find. Musical talent with regards to performance peaked out in the 1980s. This kind of sounds like it was written by a Taylor Griffith fan. Moving on, a female British darts player refuses to face a trans opponent and forfeits the match. Does this mean that men are better at darts than tarts? It's a game that has nothing to do with strength. Maybe this is this woman's Rosa Parks moment, where she didn't actually sit at the back of the bus, so to speak. Seriously though, why does gender matter in a darts competition unless it just proves that biological males have better hand-eye coordination and spatial memory? Number 17, remember guys that Al Bundy has been red-pilling men since the 1980s. He says don't try and understand women, because women understand women and they hate each other. If you think that women aren't that hard to understand, then why did this one marry herself, cheat on herself, and then blame men for it? I'll tell you why. Because it's all being said for attention and she's only saying it to make men crazy thinking that women have depth when they're just shallow pools. There's also a new Al Bundy Married with Children cartoon coming out now. Up next, back about 10 years ago, Saudi Arabia held a women's rights conference without any women. This was probably one of the only ways they could make a non-biased decision. Because just one woman in that crowd and it would have activated simp mode for the men. But I wonder if they approved any proposals to give oppressed white American women a pay raise. Yeah, I don't think so either. If women were actually there, they would have just used these men as emotional tampons. Number 19, this kid asks his father what the DNA test results were. Dad says, call me George, and he looks like he's on a mission, and the bish is about to find out. This is one of the worst things that can happen to a man. And yet the woman will usually get away with it, and he's still going to have to pay. Moving on, in the 1950s, people thought we'd have flying cars by now. Nope, we ended up in a future where ladies get to use toys and ask Alexa to make their schwing schwangs glow green. At least it also lights the way at night. What I've always wondered is how you fart with one of those things. In the 1990s, people used to complain about aliens probing them. Today it looks like we probe ourselves and like it. Number 21, meet Mary. She's a German politician that was convicted and fined 6,000 euros. And what's her crime? Posting stats showing the Afghan immigrants out there are disproportionately committing sexual assault in Germany. People are now being fined for sharing mere facts. To add insult to injury, she's also better looking than the recently crowned Miss Germany from Iran. But pointing out that fact could probably get her sent away to prison. Up next, zoo-goers were outraged to discover the panda exhibit was actually dogs dyed black and white. Let me guess, this was in China. They even copied themselves. The dead giveaway was when a kid yelled out that the pandas were barking. I think that if someone uses genetic engineering to create a dog that looks like this, they would make an absolute fortune. A lot of people would want a panda dog. Number 23, according to the Feminist News, more women than men are attending med school for the first time ever. Even Erica, commenting on this story, finds it strange that a movement claiming to champion equality sees a female-dominated field as victory, and a male-dominated one as a problem. They never wanted equality. It was always about revenge for a patriarchal past that never happened. And if it did, they never would have remembered it. I'm looking forward to when AI erases their medicine jobs, but they still have to pay back their med school student debt. Moving on, the bachelorette Rachel Lindsay's estranged husband wants alimony because he only made $16,000 in 2023. Welcome to equality, and I hope he gets his money. because after all, it's only fair. Drizzle, drizzle. Number 25 and the last one is this woman telling everyone how important it is to show those that you love how you feel on Valentine's Day, including the guy in this picture. He's her backup Valentine, meaning that he's in the friend zone and her best friend. Like she would ever date Soyface here. These poor bastards don't even realize they've been banished to the friend zone for all of eternity. Women are always in three relationships, with the guy they're with, the guy they prefer or haven't met yet, and the backup guy like this one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.